Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process. I'm your host, Greg Wareham. We have a quick update for you in reference to interest rates and what's going on in the marketplace. And we want to get this out to you in a little bit closer to real time. So today is September. Nick, what day is today? September what? It's September 4th. I was going to go with the 5th. I'm losing track of time because my kids are going back to school, some in college, some are going back to high school. I don't know what day it is anymore. But here we are on September 4th, and we're looking at the average interest rate in the marketplace. It's been hovering somewhere around 6.5%. Now, a question that I get all the time is, what's going to happen over the course of the next 3 months? And I think, as everybody knows, that there's no crystal ball associated with this. All we can do is look at the indicators and where we're anticipating things going. But before I talk about the Fed meeting that's coming up on September 17th and September 18th, I just want to backtrack a little bit a couple of months ago, and let's say 6 weeks ago. Now, as we know, for most of this year, interest rates have hovered 7%, sometimes even higher. We saw them get as high as close to 8% towards the beginning of this year, or during the first quarter of this year. This most recent drop that you've heard about, that you've seen, that you've read, heard in the media, what triggered that? Well, the Federal Reserve didn't have a meeting, so we know that that didn't have impact on it at that time. But what did come out was the jobs report. And the jobs report was off from what the market expected. So when you look at the month of July, the expectations in the month of July is that there were going to be approximately 185,000 new jobs created. And when the report came out, it showed closer to 115,000. Now that's a big swing between what the market expected and what the actual number was. In addition to that, the unemployment rate had went up as well. So the unemployment rate had jumped to 4.3%. And that's up from the 3.6%, 3.8% that we saw for all of last year and even beginning of this year. So, all right, so there's less jobs created and there's higher unemployment. So what? Why does that have impact? Well, here's why. When you have the market, and I'm going to define the market as the stock market, the bond market, and things that people with a higher pay grade than me are evaluating, they make certain anticipations as to what you're going to see in the marketplace. So as an example, when you have an expectation that 185,000 jobs are going to be created, and there's only 115,000 jobs created, the market goes into a little bit of a panic. That shows a recessionary trend. When you see unemployment jump to 4.3%, which is higher now than it's been in years, that indicates a recessionary trend. And when you're concerned with the recession, a lot of investors get a little bit unstable when it comes to the stock market. And when you get unstable about the stock market, saying, hey, listen, maybe we need a more secure investment. Maybe there's a recession that's coming. And maybe as a result of this recession, we're afraid we're not going to make any more money in the equity market. So what do you do? And what you find a lot of investors doing is they try to find something more conservative. And I'm not talking about investors like you and I. I'm talking about big institutional blocks of money that are being moved. So they take money from the stock market, and they move it into something more conservative, which is the bond market. And if you're looking at treasury bonds as an example, that historically is a very low-risk investment, but as a low-risk investment, it also yields a lower return than the stock market will historically. But picture all this money moving out of the stock market, it's going into the bond market. Well, now I'm a bond investor, or I'm running the bond desk, for lack of a better way to put it. Well, if there wasn't a big demand for my bond product a week ago, in order for me to keep people investing in bonds, I have to pay them a higher return, right? Maybe I got to pay them 4.25% as a treasury, 10-year treasury bond yield. Now, once I have a huge demand for my product, do I have to pay as high of a level of return? And the answer is no. Right? Supply and demand. Huge demand for the product. Well, now I don't have to pay the same level of return. So that yield on the bond drops. And that's what we saw happen. We saw the bond yield drop from in the 400s to in the 370s for a period of time. How things sit today, it's right around 3.8 right now. And that was the big impact for the market. Recessionary fears, flight to quality, supply and demand, drop in that 10-year Treasury bond yield. Now, the market's a little more complex than that because there's a whole other market called the mortgage-backed securities market that is also traded that impacts interest rates for the consumer or for anyone in the mortgage space. So as we move forward, what's going to happen? So the Federal Reserve has really made every type of indication that they're going to drop interest rates when they meet in September. As a result of that, the market's also baked a lot of that into the market. So there's already an anticipation, and most analysts would say there's a 100% chance that the Federal Reserve's going to reduce interest rates. As a result, it's kept mortgage interest rates down, and that's put us in a better place, keeping us in that 6.5% range. What people do not know is how much is the Federal Reserve going to change interest rates. I mean, I actually don't know whether or not they're going to make any change. But everyone would indicate that they will. And then it just becomes a question, of how much. So if the Federal Reserve, in my opinion, if the Federal Reserve reduces interest rates by 0.25%, you'll probably see it being flat in the mortgage rate market, because that's the expectation. Well, what if the Federal Reserve reduces interest rates by 0.5%, 0.75%? I think if you see that you'll see a significant reduction in long-term interest rates or mortgage interest rates. What if the Federal Reserve, after a job report that's coming out this Friday, says, you know what, maybe we spoke prematurely and we're not going to change interest rates at all? If you saw that, then you're likely to see interest rates come up pretty dramatically in a very short period of time. So, as I had indicated, all the market experts are saying that there's a 100% chance, and I say 100 because that's specifically what I'm reading on all the different sites that I go to and how I educate myself, that they're going to reduce interest rates. So if they didn't, rates are going to spike. But really what it's a question of is how much do they drop by, down by. And jobs report will be interesting. If jobs are off again and employment's went up, that's probably a good thing. You may see the Federal Reserve become more aggressive in reducing the interest rates. If they haven't changed as much, maybe you see the Fed just stick with 0.25 point or maybe even lower. So that's my humble opinion of where things are going in the marketplace. If you have any direct questions for me or you have any comments at all, please reach out to me. The best point of contact is greg@yourmortgageprocess.com. I'll always get back to you. And as always, I appreciate everyone listening, and we look forward to catching up with you next week. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process, hosted by Greg Wareham, produced by Greg Wareham and Nick Pavese at The Social Rift, and executively produced by The Social Rift. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.